Blog Talk Radio.
Because God's trying to tell you I'm going to do it this week. Run, mama, run. That's it. Prophesy. I got to preach. I ain't got a whole lot of time. But will you push your name and tell him God said he's going to do it this week? God said he's going to do it this week. Okay, y'all. Come on, get your Bible. Let's turn our attention to the screen. I don't have a whole lot of time. Y'all know. You taking too long. If you was going to shout, you should have shouted by now. Come on. Come on, Tyra Hill. I got to get out of here. I got 18 minutes. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 32. I just got a conviction in my spirit that the longer it takes me to praise, the longer it takes God to do what I asked him to do. But if I praise God quick, I believe God gonna respond. See, some of y'all still waiting on your flesh. You still waiting on your mind to catch up with your spirit. You got to call your mind subject to your spirit. I don't care what it looks like. The man of God said it's gonna happen this week. If God didn't want you to hear it, he'd have let you overslap. You in the room because God wanted you to hear me say, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it this week. Come on. I'm going to do it this week. Talking, that's okay. Don't say nothing. Don't say nothing then. Just stand up in here and look cute. Don't say nothing. You're going to have to wait another week, but I'm decreeing and declaring what I've been waiting on God to do, it's going to happen. Push your neighbor, tell him you better say something and get off my road. You better say something. God's going to do it. Come on. Hebrews. Y'all so rebellious. Sit down, please. Sit down. Come on, tell your friend to sit down. You didn't wait it this long. You can wait another week. You can wait to June. You didn't wait it this long. Just you ain't in no rush. You ain't. I got some demons I need God to kill this week. I got some devils I need God to deal with. Somebody said before I leave this building, I got some. Y'all all in my time, but I need somebody to scream like by the time you get in your car. Y'all excuse me, but I feel the Holy Ghost. Somebody praise him. I feel that in my spirit. By the time you get in your car, whatever you want to do, Jesus. However you want to fix it, Lord. Yeah. Come on, let's go. I feel churchy and I got to preach some of y'all. Some of y'all don't need a break. You just came to get a word. I'm sorry, but it's about 326 of y'all that say, I need a breakthrough. Come on, get your Bible. You need a... Get your Bible.
Because of the love.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. I am your host, none other than Pastor Apostle Donnell Douglas. We're here to encourage, inspire, and strengthen you through the Word of God. It's what we do on a day-to-day basis, and we're just excited about what the Lord has to say on this morning. Listen, guys, we have none other than Pastor Javion Woods will be with us on this morning. Man, I'm telling you guys, if you're looking for a powerful word, a word of shift, a word of change, a word of transformation, that is going to be the message that's going to be preached on this morning. Listen, guys, remember, tell a friend, call a neighbor, that the Worldwide Gospel Connection is on the air. And listen, guys, as always, you know how we do it before we go in. We want to give an effectual, fervent prayer before we start, and then we're going to go into our scripture for today. And then we're going to go ahead on, and we're going to make sure that we acknowledge all those great countries that are listening in to us via the World Wide Web, or through you guys calling in. And remember, guys, that number to share this one is 563-999-3628. That number again is 563-999-3628. Press 1. And when you press that one button, that'll let us know that you guys want to either, you want to share your testimony, or you just want to come in and join into the conversation, or you just want to tell us how the broadcast has blessed you today. Listen, so before we go a little further, let us go into the effectual fervent prayer. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your mighty hand. We thank you for your mighty acts. God, we thank you for just rising us up this morning, God. God, enclosing us in our right mind. God, giving us the ability to thank you and just give your name praise, glory, and honor. For it is due unto you. For you are not only God, but you are a great God and greatly to be praised. God, while all those things that went on last night around us, God, God, we had ambulances and fire trucks, God, and all those things that ran rapid across this great city. God, you kept us and you protected us, God. God, we thank you for another day rising, God. God, for our eyes opening up, God, seeing a brand new day, that your hand of mercy and grace has covered, kept, and protected us, God. And we want to say thank you. Now, God, we pray to God as this word go forth, as we go forth to this broadcast, God. God, that you take the reins of the broadcast today. God, we don't want to have anything to do with it. God, we want you to be in charge of it. God, we want this program to be your program on this morning, God. And we give your name praise, glory, honor, dominion, and power. And we say, have your way on today. For not only are you God, but you are God, and you are greatly to be praised. And for that, Father, we give your name praise, glory, honor, and dominion. And we say thank you for just being God and being God all by yourself. In Jesus' mighty and matchless name do we pray. And the body of Christ said, amen, amen, and amen. You'll find us this morning in our scripture reading of 1 John 1 and 7. Again, that's 1 John 1, 7. And it simply says this. It simply says this. It simply says this. It says, but if we walk in the light, so as he is, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus, Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. We'll read that again. But if we walk in the light, as he is the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. Amen. And as always, guys, we want to make sure that we acknowledge all those great countries. And again, we want to tell you guys, thank you so very much for your continued support and connecting with us and being a part of what we're doing here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. And as always, guys, we want to make sure to continue to pray for all of these great countries. And know that your labor is not in vain. This is my soapbox moment. If y'all have been on the broadcast at any point in time, y'all know I have my soapbox moment, and this is our soapbox moment. We're freely to worship here in the United States. We get up every morning. Those of us that read our Bibles every morning, we get up every morning and do our effectual fervent prayer.
we're able to listen to our gospel music. We're able to sit back and literally just have church on any corner out here in the United States without being persecuted. Now, they might tell us we got to move on, but they never going to jail us up for us preaching the gospel. They'll never take us and make an example out of us because we preach the gospel. But there are people that are listening to us across this country right now that literally their lives are in danger. They will be drugged into the street and made an example out of them. Their daughters are sold into slavery. Come on. Their sons are put into work camps. The mothers are taken from their children. The fathers are taken from their children. And they're made an example out of because of the simple fact that they confess Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. And we have that free duty to do so. Some of us did 2 and 3 services on yesterday. Because watch this here. We just wanted to feel the presence of the Lord even the more. But guess what? There are those that are out there right now in other countries that can't even get a Bible. Or they do have a Bible. They don't want nobody to know that they have one. And with them having that Bible, guess what? Their lives are in danger. But we have the free will to do it here in the United States, on the United States soil. And we could do it without any reservation of anything happening to us. The reason for me having this soapbox moment is to do this. We need to pray. We need to pray for these other countries. We need to pray for those that are being persecuted. Come on here, let me help you. The ones that are being ridiculed, those that are being made examples out of, we need to continue to pray. Our work is not done, people of God. Our work is not done. We still have a journey ahead of us to get to get this gospel across the country. We're praying for the ones. We're praying for the missionaries that's over all those other countries. We're praying for the apostles. We're praying for the pastors that are there that are literally putting out the word, and their lives themselves are being, watch this here, their lives themselves are being jeopardized. Their lives themselves are being threatened because they're sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. They're listening to this broadcast right now, and they could very well, at any point, somebody could come into that place where they're listening at. They may be gathered around their little makeshift internet service thing that they have, and they're listening to us. They can be very well, but we thank God for that. And we thank God that God is going to change the tide for them. He's going to shift that for them. So we want to tell you, all of you guys that are listening in overseas, all those other countries that are listening to us, we want you to know we are praying for you. We're interceding for you. We're calling on the name of the Lord for you. Because we understand that even in this, even in the place that you're in right now, God is not only able, but he is well able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask or think. So we glorify God, we magnify God, and we edify God for the great things that he is doing in your life, around your life, and for your life. Amen? That's my soapbox moment. That's my soapbox moment. So the great countries, all these countries that are listening in, we want to say thank you again. And these are the countries. We have the United States. We have Canada. We have Brazil. We have Ghana. We have Guyana. We have Nigeria. We have Kenya. We have Zimbabwe. We have South Africa. We have Jamaica, we have Saudi Arabia, we have China, we have Hong Kong, we have Germany, we have Bulgaria, we have Russia, we have Mexico, we have the United Kingdom, we have Paris, France, we have Japan, we have South Korea, we have Israel, we have India, we have Portugal, we have the Netherlands, and ladies and gentlemen, we just picked up Italy. So we are now in 23 countries. We're in 23 countries at this present moment. We're in 23 countries. And we thank you guys because every time you share the broadcast, every time you tell a friend, call a neighbor, and you share that broadcast, our bandwidth gets larger and larger. So we want to say thank you guys that are listening in for sharing what you're sharing, the broadcast link. And remember, guys, call a friend, tell a neighbor to come on board. Come on, get in and be a part of the conversation on this morning. God is doing an amazing thing with this broadcast. This thing is growing and going, And we thank God for it. And it's nothing to do with us. It has nothing to do with us. There's nothing to do with us. It has everything to do with God. And we're just grateful. We're just grateful. I'm just telling you, we're just grateful that God has allowed us to be able to do what we're doing. And we thank God for that. So remember, guys, remember to make sure that we are blessing you. Put a comment inside of the comment section. Share the broadcast with some friends and loved ones. And tell them, man, come on in and get a part of this. And we're so grateful just for the opportunity to share on this morning. Listen, guys, we're going to go and we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back. Remember, guys, you're listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection, and our guest will be on here shortly. None other than Pastor Javion Woods will be with us. So, guys, hang on, and we'll be right back.
Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord. Jesus, yeah, it flows to the lowest valley. Ooh, all the blood, all the blood, all the blood, all the blood. That gives me strength. Somebody said from day to day, it will never lose its power.
Amen, amen. Zacardi Cortez and James Fortune, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Listen, guys, we cannot hold the man of God any longer. We are just excited about what the Lord will release to us on this morning. We're just excited about what God has to say. So I present to some, and I introduce to others, none other than Pastor Javion Woods. Pastor Woods, are you there?
Good morning. Good morning.
Man, I release you to release to the people, man. Man, preach the word, Doc.
Amen. Well, good morning, everyone. I hope that you are having a blessed morning. It is a time to have a divine, intimate encounter with the Father, and that is what we teach on, is intimacy with God, having a divine, intimate encounter with the Father. And I think today's message represents that in the position of relationships. If you have your relationship between you and the Father correct, that leaves the horizontal, the vertical can be right with other people, your wives, your children, your girlfriends, boyfriends. Having that relationship with God gives us proper alignment for relationships with other people. And as the title here is given, Am I Not My Brother's Keeper? Man, I'm telling you, I begin to see the intimacy of godly relationships. And so let's turn in our Bibles real quick and get into this. I'm so excited about the Word of God, man. Genesis, the fourth chapter, and let's start with the first verse. And the man of God has already prayed, and so we receive the prayer, and we just receive what God's going to do. Verse 1 in Genesis 4 says, And Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain. And Cain said, I've gotten a man from the Lord. And she again bare his brother Abel. And Abel was a keeper of sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. And in the process of time, it came to pass, and Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. And Abel, he also bought of the firstlings of his flock and the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering, but unto Cain and his offering, he had no respect. And Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. And the Lord said unto Cain, Why art thou wroth, and why is thy countenance fallen? If thou doest well, thou shalt be accepted, and if thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door. And unto thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him. And Cain talked with Abel his brother. And it came to pass, when they were in the field, that Cain rose up against Abel his brother and slew him. And the Lord said unto Cain, Where is Abel thy brother? And he said, I know not. And am I my brother's keeper? And that is the title of the message, is Am I Not My Brother's Keeper? And he said unto him, What hast thou done? The voice of thy brother's blood cried unto me from the ground, and now thou art cursed from the earth, which had opened up her mouth to receive thy brother's blood from thy hand. Why? When thou tillest the ground, it shall not henceforth yield unto thee her strength. It says, A fugitive and a vagabond shalt thou be in the earth. And Cain said unto the Lord, My punishment is greater than I can bear. That's a whole lot of meat. And so dealing with the intimacy of godly relationships, the question is, Am I not my brother's keeper? And the answer to that question is, Yes, you are your brother's keeper. That word keeper means guardian. You are your brother's guardian. It is up to you to protect the lives that God places in your care. Friendships. God places friendships, and it is our job to protect the godly relationships and to have intimacy in those relationships. I believe that if we'll have intimacy with God correctly, then we can have intimacy with other people correctly. And I know sometimes when you use the word intimacy, people, the first thing they think of is sex. But intimacy first starts with God, and it speaks of the divine intimate encounter that we have in the presence of God. Moses, when he was introduced to God through the burning bush, he had an intimate encounter. God spoke to him, and he spoke back to God. He heard the voice of God clearly. And I think that that is the key to successful relationships and the intimacy of relationships is being able to hear the voice of God. And out of hearing the voice of God, it'll cure arguments. Because if we listen to the voice of God, God's going to be the one to give us revelation or his word, a rhema or a logos, to tell us how to handle everything. The Bible says that Jesus said to Peter, who do you say I am? He said it to the disciples, who do you say I am? And they said, you're the Christ, the Son of the living God. And so the revelation that was given, Jesus said, my Father has revealed this unto you, and you are a rock, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. So revelation knowledge is what keeps the devil from getting into our relationships and into our lives. And so in this particular story where Adam and Eve knew each other because they had godly relationship. Now, they had Cain and Abel through physical intimacy, but I guarantee you they also had communicational intimacy, and they also had spiritual intimacy. And the Bible says that Adam would go and meet in the cool of the day with God every day. So he had intimacy with God, which bridged the relationship between him and his wife to help give them success. And because God spoke to Adam every day, Adam knew what to communicate and tell Eve. Because it wasn't God that spoke to Eve about not eating from the tree. It was Adam. God revealed it to Adam. Adam spoke it to his wife. And if we'll keep proper alignment in marriages, that the man of God would go before God and get from God what he needs, then he can intimately pour into his wife what she needs and maintain godly relationship. So let's take a look here where it says, am I not my brother's keeper? This is what the Lord said to me. He began to dissect each word. Am, the word am means present tense, so it refers to position. Placement. When God places someone in your life, it is important to discern where they are to be placed. Should they be in your outer circle? Should they be in your intimate, your inner circle? Because there are some people that God places into our lives, but they are not supposed to be close and know our personal information. But there are also those that God puts in our inner circle that are supposed to be. And so you can't share a relationship information and personal things with certain people. You have to know where God has placed them. Some friends are associates and some are intimate friends. I have a best friend, and with him, I can share any and everything because I've discerned where God has placed him in my life. So let's turn to Proverbs, the 17th chapter, and let's take a look at that, and we'll show the truth of that statement. 17 Proverbs, all right? Proverbs 17 says this, a friend loveth at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. A friend loveth at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. So the love of God is the key to every relationship. A friend loves at all times. See, regardless of whether you do right or whether you do wrong, your friend is supposed to have that love as the connector. But it says a brother is also born for adversity. Let's read that in the Passion Translation. If you guys listen to my broadcast at all or my services, you'll know that I use the Passion Translation a whole lot, and I've told you guys that you really need to get this translation. It is a great translation for worshipers and for pastors. And Proverbs 17 says, it says, a dear friend will love you no matter what, and a family sticks together through all kinds of trouble. So it kind of puts just a little different flex on that verse. So the love of God, again, is the intimate connector for bridging relationships, fellowships. You know, I thank God for the man of God over the radio broadcast. I met him, and we just sat and had such a kindredness, and so this is what came out of it. So us developing friendship and relationship communication is going to be valuable as we go on. So, number one, the word am speaks of position. Am I not my brother's keeper? Am speaks of position. You must discern the position of all your friendships, all of your relationships, to know exactly where God places them in your life. Number two, the word I, am I. I refers to responsibility because God's talking to you. I speaks of personality. So in the responsibility, it means that it is up to you to do what is necessary to keep relationship with God and others. We must maintain the emotional and spiritual health of our intimacy with God and love for others. Let's go to Romans, the 12th chapter. And let's read the first verse. You know this verse. You're familiar with it. It says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is a good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say through the grace given unto me to everyone which is among you, not to think of himself more highly as he ought to think, but to think soberly as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. And so he says, I beseech you by the mercies of God that you present your body as a living sacrifice. It is your responsibility to come before God and present yourself before God to be able to intimately receive from him what you need personally, and then you'll have something to share and give to your wife, to your children, to others. And so I always say this to husbands and wives, especially specifically to husbands and to pastors, that if you don't spend time with God yourself and allow God to intimately speak into your life, you have nothing to give to anyone else. And so I say to preachers, you don't study to live. I mean, study to preach, you study to live. And so out of God speaking to me, then now I have something to share with others, as opposed to me trying to get a word for other people, but I'm not yet spending time with God for myself. I need to have a divine, intimate encounter with the Father for me, and out of that, I can pour into other relationships. I'm teaching at my church right now on the intimacy of worship and evangelism, and I thought that they were two separate things. I thought worship was one thing and evangelism was something else, and the Lord said to me, no, they're not. You can't have one without the other. Your intimate encounter with God is a testimony that should propel you to go out and plant seeds of encouragement in the saints and seeds of salvation in the lost. And so I am my brother's keeper. The relationship I have with God is an example of how my relationship should be with people in the earth. So we said the word am refers to position. We said the word I refers to responsibility. And this scripture says, you know, I beseech you, brethren, by the mercy of God, you present your bodies. It's your responsibility to present yourself before God so you can pour into the lives of others. Then the word brother, my brother. Brother refers to relationship, which speaks of someone you can relate to, someone you can understand and have common union with. Let's go to 1 Samuel, the 18th chapter, and let's start with the first verse there. And it says, and it came to pass, when he had made an end of speaking unto Saul, that the soul of Jonathan was knit with the soul of David, and Jonathan loved him as his own soul. And Saul took him that day and would not let him go home no more to his father's house. Then Jonathan and David made a covenant because he loved him as his own soul. And Jonathan stripped himself of his robe that was upon him and gave it to David, and his garments, even to his sword and his bow and his girdle. So this scripture talks about legal, spiritual, soul ties. You know, we talk a whole lot about sexual soul ties. But the Lord showed me here in 1 Samuel 18, you read it and meditate it, that this is a legal, godly soul tie. The Bible says that the soul of David and Jonathan was knit together. So God is into intimately knitting together the souls of people for proper godly relationships. And then it says not only were their soul knit, but it also said that Jonathan loved David like he loved his own soul. When we can get to the place that we can intimately love God and intimately love people like God has loved us, and we see that example and walk in the light of it, oh, man, relationships would be so much better. The body of Christ would be so much better. We do so much judging and have so much judgment. If we had the love of God presented to us and walked in the true light of it, because I'm going to tell you, a lot of people do not really have a revelation of the love of God. And see, it's not just in your reading the word and your comprehension, but it is having your understanding, revelation. See, the word understanding, if you flip it, standing under. The word understanding means standing under God's perception of things. Until you can see things the way God sees them, you can't properly walk in them. And so until we understand, until we stand under God's perception of his love, we can't properly walk in correct, intimate friendships. And so, again, the word am means position. The word I refers to responsibility. And then the word my brother refers to relationship. And last but not least, keeper. And the word keeper refers to maintenance, which means upkeep or to maintain. It means to keep in an appropriate condition, operation, force, state, or position to cause to continue. Let's go to 1 John, the third chapter. And let's start with the 11th verse here. I'm almost there. 1 John 3 and 11. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And it says, for this is the message that you heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. Remember I said that the love of God is the intimate connector that bridges relationships and causes them to be successful. It says in verse 12, not as Cain, who was of that wicked one and slew his brother. We've got to stop killing our brothers, killing our sisters, with speaking words that don't edify. The Bible says not to judge, it says but to love. And so it says, not as Cain, who was of that wicked one and slew his brother, and wherefore slew he him, because his own works were evil and his brother's righteous. Marvel not, my brethren, if the world hates you. We know that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. And whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer. And ye know that no murderer hath eternal life abiding in him. Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us. We ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. For whoso hath this world good, and seeth his brother in need, and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. And hereby we know that we are of the truth, and shall assure our hearts before him. The love of God is the intimate connector that causes our hearts to be assured that we're walking in the will of God, to be assured that we're pleasing God, that we're assured that we're walking in the things of God. It is the love of God that is divine connected. We say that we're worshipers and that we love God. And so that same love that we have for the Father, to worship him, to bow down before him, to yield to him, to lay prostrate on the floor and on our face and seek him, is the same love that we're to pour out on others. So again, am I not my brother's keeper? The answer is yes, I am my brother's keeper. The word am refers to position. So we want to think position. The word I refers to responsibility. It is your responsibility to do what it takes to keep up the relationship with the love of God through communication, through fellowship and spending time together, through speaking good things. Amen. And then the word my brother refers to relationship. And then the word keeper refers to maintenance. So am I my brother's keeper? We need to be conscious of the position that people have in our lives. We need to be conscious of the responsibility that we have to others and they have to us in building relationships. We also need to know that they are brothers, and that is the relationship God has given us, and also maintenance. We need to make sure that we maintain what God has given us. And that's going to be through gifts. It's going to be through communicating. It's going to be through spending time. It's also going to be through spending intimate time with the Father and praying for others. And so I pray that this word has been a blessing to you, and that you'll take a look at your relationships and begin to judge and begin to take a look at where you are, because relationships have to be built. And so there are times you have to sit down and you have to talk about your relationships. God wants the fruit of the love of God as the purity for every intimate relationship. Amen. Praise God. Man of God, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You know, let's look at Genesis 4 and 9 also. It says, and the Lord said unto Cain, where is your brother? And he said, I know not. Am I my brother's keeper? And he said, what hast thou done? The voice of thy brother's blood crieth unto me from the ground. When God confronted him about his brother, he told the Lord, I don't know. He didn't tell the truth. He lied to God Almighty. And then he got smart with God. God was serious about maintaining the intimacy of God relationships. So we need to have God's attitude concerning maintaining godly relationships. God dealt with him about his attitude because he didn't accept his sacrifice, because he didn't give a tenth of or a first of, he gave a part of. And his brother gave a firstling, the first of. And so we've got to learn to give God our best. And God rejected his offering because he didn't give his best. So he affected the relationship between him and his brother. He affected the relationship between him and the Father, because there was a commandment that God gave to Adam and Eve about giving the first part. And so he didn't do that. And so it interfered with his relationship with his brother to the point it made him angry. He got distressed and depressed and ended up slaying his brother. Don't kill your brother with your words. Don't kill your brother physically. Love God and let the love of God overflow into those relationships. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Thank you, man of God. We had a little bit of technical difficulty on our end, man. But I apologize, man. But we are truly blessed by what you shared this morning. One of the things that I love about it is how you broke down each one of the words to give us a better understanding of what that being my brother's keeper really means. And sometimes, man, I think that we really just need to take out the time to have that example purified in our thinking, because we'll sit back and we'll befriend people and don't realize that when you befriend that person, there's a responsibility that lies within us and lies within that individual person that we're befriending, that we have to really take a real hard good look at where we are. You know, and sometimes I think our relationships are tainted, not because of who we're connected to, but it's sometimes it's because of us. You know what I'm saying? You know, the Bible. How is it that I could love God whom I've never seen, and hate my brother that I see every day? Wow. We have to really go into a really deep, hard look into that relationship that that really umbrellas us, man. It opens us up. And you did, man, I'm telling you, that word right there, that's the word for the season. Because you guys realize we ain't got that many more months before we cross over into a new year.
Yep.
And because we're getting ready to cross over into a new year, crossing over into a new thing in God. Watch the shift. We have to align ourselves with God. So when we go into this new year, we're not carrying the old things into a new year.
Come on.
That's the reason why we're struggling with some things now. Can I just be honest with you? That's the reason why we're dealing with some things that we're hitting with now. That's the reason why things are hitting like that. Like the young people say, that's why they're hitting like they're hitting now. It's because of the simple fact that we're aligned with the wrong folk. And because we're aligned with the wrong folk, I love what you said. We got to be careful who we have in our intimate circle. There's an intimacy when it comes to God. And with that intimacy that comes with God, we got to be mindful that the intimacy that we could comes with God, we got to realize, we're grown. This radio broadcast, but we grown. But watch this here. Every time you lay with an individual, we're just gonna be blunt and honest.
Yep.
Every time you lay with an individual, you do realize that a piece of that person is imparted in you.
Oh my God!
Every time you cuddle up with them, and y'all do. You do realize a portion of that individual person is left inside of you because of the simple fact.
Yep.
Watch this here. Fluids are transferred. Just like fluids are transferred, listen to me real cold, spirits are transferred. Come on. And
yes,
because
sir.
Of spirits,
yes,
because spirits are transferred,
yes,
watch what happens. You now have a portion of that person walking around with you. Now let's go a little bit deeper and go a little bit further into it. You do realize the individual person that person laid with, you got a piece of that person inside of you too, right? Now
yes,
let's go a little bit deeper. That person that they laid with, you got a piece of that individual person inside of you too. So it goes down the line of transferring of spirits. Now you're trying to figure out why you're trying to bite your ear. Because you said that you laid up with the wrong somebody.
Come on now.
You didn't mess
Come
around
on,
that. You didn't got intimate with the wrong person. And because you didn't got
person.
Intimate with the wrong person, you done messed up. You done messed yourself completely up. Now you're trying to figure out why in the world that everything that you touch is withering away in the palm of your hand.
Wow.
It's because you cut it up with the wrong somebody.
Hello.
So we got to be the season that God has taken us into. Not only do we need to be mindful, we need to know who. And I love what you said. I love, man. I'm telling you, I got nuggets all over the place when you were talking about.
Right.
I love when you said you got those perfect people that's in your inner circle, and then you got those folks on your outer circle. And you got to be able to distinguish between your inner circle and your outer circle, because watch this is how I break it down. You got three types of people.
Mm-hmm.
You have secret people, you have situational people, and you have dimensional people. Now watch this. Seasonal people are good. Because watch what happens with a seasonal person. A seasonal individual person is there for a season. But watch this. Watch the beautiful part about the season. Your season will shift. God, I feel you right there.
Wow.
Your season will shift. And if you're not careful, your season will shift. And that seasonal person that's supposed to be gone will still be there.
Still be there, right. That's right. That is so
now
correct.
Go ahead, Doc.
And so we have to discern. And that's something I recently learned, is that everybody can't be in your inner circle, but you need to discern who's supposed to be in your life, first of all, and then where they're supposed to be placed. And I think that's one of the issues, is we don't discern where they're supposed to be placed. You know, the relationship that I would have if I was married,
is there are certain things that I share with her that I can't share with other people. Our intimacy
right.
is not shared with other people. Our conversations
right.
are not shared with other people. She's an inner circle person. But
right.
then with someone else, like as a pastor, I couldn't let a member of the church in on my intimacy with my wife. No, sir.
That's perverted.
And so the deal is we pervert relationships because we don't discern where they're supposed to be placed.
Right. Right. And that's so true because watch this here. And that individual seasonal person and shift, I mean, as you shift, that don't mean that that seasonal person shift with you because everybody
right.
is not designed to go where you're getting ready to go.
That is true.
They've done what they needed to do. Now, that don't mean you stop dealing with them, but there are certain
right.
places that they are not allowed to enter into, watch this here, because they
that
don't have access.
That is correct. That is
now, watch
correct.
This. Situational people, they good for a situation. That's what they
right.
say. They
right.
are perfect. They are perfect for a situation. They are a situational person. And watch this here. Situational people are good for you because if you ever
mm-hmm.
have a situation that you need them and they qualify for the situation, allow them
yeah.
to be that situational person. But let me tell
That's
you something,
right.
don't ever get to the mic because if you give them the mic, they're going to think he can preach. And if they think they can preach, they're going to think they can pastor the church and they're going to think they can pastor the church better than you. So the first thing
That's
you need
right.
to do is realize that don't get that joke with the mic.
That's right.
Let them stay in a situational position so they can work the situation. And when they finish
right.
with that situation, when they finish with the situation, then you put them back in a situation position. Because watch this. If you let them into the intimate spot, they'll think that they come here, God, come here. They'll think that they run the whole show. And not only run the whole show, they think they running you.
Come on. Come on now. And that's called proper and improper alignment.
Come on here. The proper and
that's
improper
right.
alignment. I like that part right there.
That's right. That's right. And some people in our lives, we place in our lives inappropriately, and so it's an improper alignment. And improper, improper alignment always throws things off. And that's
yes.
why the relationship
yes.
never prospers. That's why there's constant strife. You know, even as single people, when we allow the wrong person in our lives, choosing as a mate, improper alignment, it's out of the
right.
will of God. And then we wonder why we can't get along, but we're trying to be in love because we want to be married. Then we end up getting married and recognize 3 to 5 kids later that we want a divorce.
Right.
When we should have never
right.
got into it because it was improper alignment.
And you know, and it's strange that you would say that. It's strange that you would say that because we sit up there, and this is one of the things that I learned. I learned this after 20 years of being married and having to get
yes.
support. It don't matter to me. I'm transparent. I tell people the truth and the whole truth, nothing but the truth. After being married for 20 years to the same person. Watch what I found out.
Yeah.
I found out after 20 years that it wasn't that she wasn't the right person. It's just that we should have been friends instead of husband and wife.
See that? And I've been through it. I've done it. I've lived it. Because I've been married
right.
and divorced too. And so it was
yeah.
improper alignment. And I asked the Lord, how did I get here? He said, you allowed
yeah.
your judgment to be clouded.
Mm-hmm.
He said, you wanted to be married. You.
Go ahead. I'm listening. Go ahead.
He said, your judgment was clouded because you wanted to be married. You're giving out to everybody else, and you felt like nobody was giving back to you. And so what you did was allowed a hole in your emotions, so when it came
mm-hmm.
to her, you wanted to have what everybody else had, but yet you
right.
weren't properly aligned.
Now watch this. Let me mess with you real bad. Let me jack up your thinking. See, what you let happen is you let the bedside manner. I'm just being. I'm trying to
yeah,
be as clean as possible.
You sure right. You sure right.
You let
the
bedside manner.
kneeling on bedside manner get close to your heart, and that's all it was.
Yep.
It was right. It didn't have nothing about her, but the dude was her being what they call a divine purpose in your life. It didn't have anything to do with being connected correctly or anything
that.
It was one of those situations to where you fell into a place.
Yeah.
Because of your emotions, and then you made the mistake of marrying the mistake that you made. Come here, let me help you real good.
Come on now, Doc. Come on. That's good.
Just because they're good between the sheets don't mean they're good for you.
For you. That's right. You are so right, Doc. You are so right.
And that's what we mess up so bad at, Doc. We mess up so bad because we sit up there and we connect with people and we think I don't condone premarital sex. I really don't. I don't. If you're gonna be with somebody, listen to me good, listening audience. Listen to me good. Don't sleep with him. Don't put yourself in that position. I'm gonna tell you why. Because you cloud your judgment.
Hello.
Because you're messing around there, and you're not thinking about her. You're thinking about what she did for you. Come here. You ain't thinking about her. You're thinking about what you thinking about how she made your liver quiver. You ain't thinking about her. You ain't thinking about what she's adding to you. You're thinking about how she took you and flipped you and turned you inside out. That ain't what you're thinking about. You ain't thinking about how she done made you a better man or made you a better woman. She said it. You're thinking about what y'all did between the sheets. And that's not proper alignment, like the man of God said. That's where your issue is, because you done got yourself in one of the real good predicaments. And now you got to figure out, long time I'm gonna get out of this place.
I'm gonna get out. That's right.
15 years after you've been married to her, you find out she nasty. She don't like cleaning up. She don't like cooking. She's not concerned about you. She really married you because of what you can give her, that paycheck.
Yeah, that's right.
She married you because you had that good health, and you can give her some babies with that good health. You know what I'm saying?
Come on.
That's what she wanted. That's what she wanted. She didn't want a relationship. She wanted you for what she could get out of you. He wanted you for what he could get out of you, ladies.
Out of you. That's right.
He gonna sit on the PlayStation all day while you go to work because you know you're gonna take care of him.
Wow.
You go ahead all day in the bed, babe. I'm gonna make this bread. I'm gonna get this bag for us. Man, if you don't get your behind up.
You're trying to tell you.
Doc, you blessed us today, Doc. You blessed us today. You blessed us today,
great,
man. And I am so glad that we had the opportunity to align with the friendship that we have, man. I thank God for that. It is a true blessing, man. We got some things that's going to be coming up, Doc. And we really want you to be a part of it. We want you to come on and get a part of what we're doing. And share with us. We're going to have you come and share one Sunday when you're available. Pastor Woods, like me, he's a working preacher. we got a full-time ministry and a full-time job. So, I'm going to sit down and write a book about that one, the full-time pastor, full-time ministry, full-time job. You have to sit down and write. I'm going to have to sit down and put pen to paper. We're going to collaborate on some stuff, man, and get that book out, man. Because I believe that'll bless some pastors, man. That'll bless some preachers. That'll make a whole lot of sense to a whole lot of preachers. Because it's not easy. And people of God, I'm going to be honest with you. It's not easy to be on both sides of the fence trying to deal with a crazy job. And trying to deal with ministry at the same time, it's not as easy as it looks. It's not easy as it looks. But I thank God for you, man. I thank God for
the opportunity that God has given us to share on today, man. Did you have any final thoughts, man, that you want to share before? Let us pray for you first, and then we'll have you give your final thoughts, man. Father God, we thank you for this vessel that
you put on you.
We thank you for the word that was released into the atmosphere. Oh, my God. God, we thank you for the miracle. We thank you for allowing him to break this word down to its lowest. God, that we are able to understand, comprehend, and to apply what he was giving us on today. Father, we thank you as we walk out of this place, God, we don't walk away from this broadcast not knowing which direction to go, God, but we thank you for clarity in our walking. God, we thank you for the word. We thank you for the messenger. Father, we pray that you would restore him, God. God, every portion of him that he has cleared out, God, we pray that you would give the double portion back to him. God, we pray that everything that his hands touch, God, nothing and nowhere that he shall go, Lord God, God shall be a place that he is going in, and God, and he shall not receive his reward for him being there. God, we thank you for strength and life, God. God, we even speak over his body, whatever issues or circumstances that's inside of his body that the enemy thought that he could use against God. God, we bind those things up. We silence the enemy on his behalf. God, we speak life, God, to him right now. From the crown of his head to the soul of his body, God, we thank you right now. God, even in those places of intimate places where he called out in his name, Father God. God, for certain things to come to pass.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you right now. God, for walking into those places right now and performing for the man of God.
God,
and we bless, magnify, glorify, and edify your name. For you are good, and your name is greatly to be praised. In the mighty and rich and infallible name of Jesus Christ, we pray. And the body of Christ say, amen. Amen.
Amen.
And
Amen.
And I'm going to relinquish my stand, Doc, and whatever you have to share, please go ahead and share with the people today.
Well, the name of our church is called the Word of Faith Family Outreach. We're at 16305 Westheimer Suite 105 in Houston, Texas, 77082. If you'd like to sow into the ministry, and that's up to you, you pray and ask God what he wants you to share. And even sowing into this ministry here, this blog and this radio broadcast, it takes money to do ministry. And so if you're going to sow into the Word of Faith, you can reach us at $JOSEWOODS at Cash App, or you can send us an email at wordoffaithfamilyoutreach@gmail.com and just let us know you want to sow an offering. We'll send you the routing number, and you can put it directly into the church's account. Be blessed, and just know that God loves you. And we have our service on Tuesdays at 7:30, and we're probably going to change them to Wednesdays real soon again because some things are changing. And so we just changed it to Tuesday, but we're probably going to have to put it back. But you're more than welcome to come, and we do have in-person services. And just want you to know, if your intimacy is properly aligned with God, then your intimacy with others can be properly aligned in the will of God.
Amen, amen. Pastor, we have a hand up. I'm gonna go ahead on and bring the caller in and let them go ahead on and speak and share with us this morning.
All right, praise God.
Blessings to you this morning. You're live on the air with the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Did you have a question or you had prayer or you just want to share?
Man, greetings and God bless you, Apostle Douglas and Pastor Woods, man, such a blessing in the broadcast. I'm so honored to have the opportunity to hear what the word was for today, to be able to begin a Monday with men. You know, that's something that's really needed for the world today, that with a brother like myself, I can wake up on a Monday morning knowing it's the beginning of another week or another opportunity that God has given, and to know that there's brothers out there that are encouraging other men. And we need more of that, not just today, but every day. I thank God for y'all so much. Thank you so much.
Amen, amen, amen. God bless you, Pastor Walker. That's Apostle Walker. I know that voice anyway.
Praise God.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We appreciate you for calling in, man, and sharing with us on this morning, man. God bless you, Doc. God bless you.
Bless you, sir. Amen.
Yes, sir. We have another. We have another one. We have another one. Hang on.
All right.
God bless you, Doc. Good morning. Well, you're live with us on the Wild Gospel Connection. Good morning.
Good morning, Apostle Douglas, and the man of God that spoke profoundly on this morning. I don't know you personally, but I want to thank you for what you have done on this morning. I normally don't catch it due to work, but I just want to tell you, man of God, you spoke profoundly, and I thank you for that word that you shared with us on this morning, because what we have to understand is that we have to have the intimate time and not a personal time. You see what I'm saying? There's a big difference between the two. And like I said, I just appreciate it because you have to understand that as people, when it comes down to God and having that intimate tie and that intimate relationship with him, you can't mix the two, because it's just like they say, the two just don't mix. That's what the old season saints say.
Yeah.
But nevertheless,
yeah,
I appreciate it. The word touched me on this morning because I understand that word, because I've been there, done that, like they say, and wore that T-shirt. Because we try to connect with those folks, and those folks don't mean you no earthly good. Hello, somebody. So therefore, we have to understand that we have to break away from it. We have to let those things go. That we're connected to, or that we're tying our souls up to spiritually, but we're trying to tie it up in a physical way. Come on, somebody. But we have to try to come here to preach. But nevertheless, I felt that. And I want to tell you, man of God, keep doing what you're doing. We appreciate you. Apostle Douglas, big brother, I thank you for all that you do, all the support you've given us at Shabbat Ministries. We love you, and we thank God for you, big brother.
Man, we thank God for you too, brother, Apostle McNeil. That's Apostle McNeil, man. That's a fireball for the Lord right there, man. That's a fireball.
Amen.
If you get it, we're gonna listen, guys. Now, everybody that's listening to us via the World Wide Web, listen. This coming Saturday, this great man of God that you're listening to, Apostle McNeil, will be with us on this coming Saturday at 4 p.m. Again, this coming Saturday at 4 p.m. at 5709 Eastland Street. We're going to be having our second annual men's conference. I'm telling you, if you're looking for a word of shift, a word of change, a word of power, man, we have some fantastic speakers that will be coming for on that day. And I'm telling you, pre-register now. Go ahead and put your pre-registration in, because not only are we going to eat physically, I mean spiritually, we're going to eat physically. We're going to eat like men. We're going to eat like men. That's all I can say. We're going to eat like men. So we want y'all to go ahead on, man, and we're going to feast on the word of God, and then we're going to feast on the natural side as well. But we invite you to come and be a part of what God is doing with the Worldwide Gospel and the Connection Ministry, and as far as the Abba House International, as far as with Shabbat Ministries. Man, we're going to have so many pastoral ministries that's going to be there. We're going to make sure, Apostle McNeil, we're going to make sure that every one of our pastors, because these are not just ministers that's coming. These are actual pastors that are coming. So we want them to, we're going to make sure that we shout out their ministries, man, because we realize and understand we can't pastor the world. Our house can't pastor the world. But watch this here. If we extend the olive branch to the other ministries, man, and let them tell us, you may not can't get to us. You may live in Beaumont. That's where Apostle McNeil is at. Pastor Woods, he's in Houston. I'm in Houston. You may not be on the side of Houston where I'm in. You might be on the side of Houston where Pastor Woods is in, so you can get to his service. We are big on support and transitioning. We got Pastor Walker on there. Pastor Walker's ministry is on here as well. So we're going to extend out that olive branch to all of those that are under the sound of our voices, man, and tell y'all, come on and be a part of what God is doing. Don't like they say in the world, don't cheat yourself, treat yourself, and come on by and give an opportunity to feast on the word of God and feast and hear what God is doing, how he's transitioning and changing and pouring and shifting in this ministry, in this time, and in this life that we're in. Because what we've got to understand, man, is that the word of God has to go forth and it has to transition. It has to pour. It has to reach the masses and it has to touch the lives of those who need to be touched. And we can't afford not to be out here doing it. Because, you know, we used to have our grandparents say this all the time. My grandmother used to say this to us all the time when we were kids. The world is coming to an end fast. And we're living in the last of the last of the last of the last of the last days. And if we don't get ourselves aligned right, man, when God come back, it's gonna be a holy mess. It's gonna be a shame.
Wow.
Because we don't watch this here. Watch what just like our brother said, because you don't have the right relationship that you need to have with God. Your outside relationship shows your inside relationship with God. If you act a fool with everybody else that's around you, how do you think God feel about you?
Wow.
If you treat everybody else like trash, if you try to get over on everybody else, if your sole purpose, come here, let me help you. Let me bless you to your blessed face, put you to your purpose, guide you to your destiny. If your life ain't lined up and you doing all the stuff that you doing, proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ, but your life don't line up with what, watch this here, what your mouth is saying. But we hear this in the world all the time. Don't write a check that your hoo-hoo can't cash. We got to learn how to use the right wording to stand in the right place to do what we need to do as far as being the men and the children of God. Because we're missing God. We're missing every time. We're missing every time. But listen, man. Listen, God bless you, man. God bless you. God bless you. We appreciate the word. We appreciate the word so much. I'm trying to get back into our feed. Apostle Walker, are you there, sir? Are you there, Apostle Walker? Are you there? Apostle Walker? He may not be on the line. Sound like he has some feedback going on in the background. But yeah, man, listen. We just want to tell you thank you again, man. We want to tell you thank you again, man. Yeah, did you have any closing remarks?
No, I just appreciate the opportunity. I appreciate you and what you're doing. Be encouraged and just know, man, that you are fulfilling the will of God for your life and doing what God has called you to do. It doesn't matter what other people think. It matters what God says.
Amen. Amen. And we receive that. We receive that. Man, we want to speak over your life before we go, man. You know, I tell people all the time, I take out the opportunity to hear God when it comes to what he's saying to us. But I want you to know,
yes.
I want you to know that in the midst of this journey that you're on, know that God is not only going to align some things for you, because you're standing in a place where you desire alignment for certain things, for certain places. And God calls you to be in that place of alignment for some things. He said, because your heart and your heart and your head is in the same place. He said, because the last you've gone through this last season that you're going through was a trying place for you. Not only was it a trying place, man of God, but it was a place to where, if truth be told, it was a place to where, if it had not been for God literally speaking into you, hear me very good. I've had that speak into you into some things, because this last season was traumatic for you. This last season was traumatic for you. It literally would have took you out if it had not been for God standing right there in the midst of that for you. It would have literally sucked the life out of you. You wouldn't be in the place that you're in right now if you wouldn't have ministered to yourself as you ministered to others. God gave you words that would literally minister to, that you thought was ministering to other people, but God said, I literally was ministering to you while you ministered to others. You administered your own healing in the places that you were in. But God told me to let you know, he said, we did not allow you to go through that thing alone. He did not allow you to go through that thing alone. I'm going to say that again. He did not allow you to go through that thing alone. He said, I purposed people, because along the way, because you got weary in well-doing. And the Bible say don't get weary, but sometimes we do get weary. And when you got weary, God sent some people along the way to speak not only just to you, but to speak into you and let you know that, you know what, I may not understand the full totality of what's going on. That was a word that seemed like the sentiment of everybody that came to you. I may not fully understand everything that's going on, but God told me to let you know that everything is working out for your good. He said that people were telling you to hold on, because at the end of this, God said that it's going to be okay. Can I help you today? You have just reached the end of that thing that God said that you're going to be at the end of. Because you didn't faint in the fight. Because you didn't throw in the towel. Because you kept pastoring. You kept ministering. Even when they said that you should step down. Come on, let me help you. Because the thing that the enemy wanted you to do, he wanted you to throw in the towel, man of God. He wanted you to throw in the towel and wanted you to say that I quit, that I ain't going to do this no more. But watch what God told me to let you know. He told me to let you know that even though the tears that you cried in the midnight hour did not make sense to you, because you said that you kept saying in your own self, weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. But when you got up that next morning, you still had tears in your eyes. God said, because I see your tears, not just in the midnight hour, but in the midday. Not just in the midday, but in the midnight. He said, in the mid times of life, he said, I saw your tears. He said, because you cried those tears and you didn't give up, you kept fighting. You resisted temptation. God, help me right through here. You resisted the temptation to go off and do what you wanted to do. God, help me. You literally beat your flesh into subjection through getting on the keyboard and, God, help me, by soothing your own spirit. You were your own David to your own Saul.
Wow.
Jesus. You were literally your own David to your own song. You ministered yourself into that place. And God said, because you did that, he said, I have no other choice but to bless you and to bring you into the place where you need to be in. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man what I have for my son, saith the Lord.
Amen. Praise you, Jesus.
Today, just know that God has already worked it out. God help me, you're literally walking into your new season as we speak.
Praise God.
You're literally going to see the changing of the tide in your life. And it's going to say, God says it's going to start as a trickle. It's going to start as a trickle. It's going to be little small things that's going to take place. And then all of a sudden, next thing you know, it's going to be a flood. Okay, God. And he said, be mindful and careful. I'm going to say that again. Be mindful and careful who is in your inner circle. Because those people that enter into your inner circle will be the reason why that the flow stops. God help me right now. There are key people that God will place into your inner circle. And then there are going to be key people that God is going to remove from your inner circle. Because as they see you being elevated and blessed, watch what they're going to start doing. The jealousy will set into their hearts. So God say, before I let them mess up what I'm going to get ready to give you, I'd rather remove them. So watch this. God says for you to be mindful and watch those that leave your circle. I'm going to purposely let them leave their circle, your circle. And watch this here. Hear me real well. He said, I'm going to purposely let them make them leave their circle. And he said, do not struggle with them leaving. Do not struggle with them leaving. I'm going to say it again. Do not struggle with them leaving. Because if they can walk away, if they're walking away, it's because God had designed for them to walk away. There was a purpose behind it. It was purposeful for them to leave. That is the word for you on this morning. God bless you, man. God bless you.
Yes, sir. Love you much. If you need anything, let me know.
Yes, sir. I will. God bless you, man. We're going to go ahead on and finish up the show. If you want to stay and listen in, man, you can. But if not, man, we understand if you have things you need to do and you have to go. But we appreciate you, and Lou, we love you back, brother. We love you back, and we look forward to you joining us again, man. All right?
And I'll keep in touch with you.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Thank you for feeling this place. Thank you for feeling this place. Thank you for feeling this place. Oh God, just for these next few moments, use me as your instrument. Lives will be changed. People will be delivered. It is already done in the mighty, matchless name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. 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 Well, are you ready for the Word of God? I tell you, this is such an honor for me.
Draw me close to you. Never let me go. I lay it all down again to hear you say that I'm your friend. You are my desire. No one else will do. No one else can take your place. Now when I wanna feel the warmth of your embrace, help me find my way. Bring me back to you. Everybody say it tonight. Nah, nah, nah. because I said I sing you working on my no.
And I want you to work in me.
Said I've seen you heal the sick to others.
And
I want you to work in me. Lay it all down again. Mishkataba. To hear you say, I'm your friend. Because I see
you
that I've seen you working others. The Bible says that we are to be provoked to jealousy in a good thing. But I want you to know that the anointing of God is not relegated but to one name, and that is Jesus. I've seen some things. I've seen some anointed people. I've seen men and women pray to the power of God move. So happy to have my mother here, the international mother. That's it. Yeah. Mother Winans.
Amen, amen, amen. Amen, amen. We want to say thank you guys so much for taking out the time to listen in today. I want to share a quick nugget with you before we close out the broadcast on this morning. I don't know who needs to hear this morning, but know that in the midst of your test, in the midst of your trial, in the midst of your tribulation, that God has designed this thing for you. You literally are standing, God help me right through here, in a place called a tailor-made storm. Come here, let me bless you to your blessed place, push you to your purpose, and drive you to your destiny. There is a tailor-made storm that has been designed for your life. Now, I want to give you something, because I don't want you to think that I'm just dropping words on you right now. But I want to point out a place for you in scripture where the disciples were on the ship and the storm was beating up against the ship, so to the point that there was water coming into the ship. And when the water was coming into the ship, they said that they got fearful, and they went down into the bottom part of the ship where Jesus was asleep, and said, he said, Master, care not that we perish. And he said, oh, ye perverse generation, how much longer must I suffer you? And he said he went up onto the platform of the ship. And when we went on the platform of the ship, he said, peace be still. Can I deal with the portion of the scripture where they were in the storm? And they got fearful, and they went and grabbed Jesus. Let me deal with the part about the storm part of this thing. Watch this. Let me help you and give you something to chew on and carry with you today for the rest of the day. You do know that just beyond the rain and the storm and all of the water coming up against the ship, just beyond those clouds was the sun. Come here, let me help you real quick. Just beyond the stormy part of your situation, just beyond the raining part of your situation, just beyond all that you saw and that you were dealing with, just on the other side of that was your best place and your blessed place. Because watch what happened in the midst of the storm. The storm was not for Jesus, because watch this, Jesus was asleep on the ship. The storm was for the people that was on the ship, the disciples that was on the ship. Now, let me help you real quick and give you something to help you to your place where you need to be at. There were some of these brothers that was on the ship that were fishermen. Come here. And I'm pretty sure that they have experienced some stormy situations while they were out fishing. And because they experienced some stormy situations while they were fishing, they very well could have adapted to the situation. But because they were sitting there and they felt as if it was too much for them to bear, they had to go and grab Jesus. But let me back up for a minute. If you had the experience in the storm already, if you hadn't experienced the rainy day already, if you hadn't experienced, come here and let me bless you to your blessed place, push you to your purpose and drive you to your destiny. If you hadn't experienced the storm in the first place, if you hadn't experienced the rain in the first place, you wouldn't have never known how to get out of the place that you're in. But can I bless you and give you something that you can shout on for the rest of the week? That storm was designed to push you to a place, watch this here, that will get you to where you need to be at. So watch this here, when the next time that thing come against your life, you're able to identify that this is the type of storm that is. Come here, let me help you. There's a financial storm, there's an emotional storm, there's a place in the storm where your life was just flipped upside down. There's a storm where it's involved, that affected your body. It was a storm that affected your children. It was a storm that affected, come here and let me help you, that affected your ministry. But can I be the blessing to you this morning? Can I help you and give you something to gnaw on and chew on this morning? God designed that storm for your life so he can show you that if I can bring you through it, I can take you to it. I'm going to say that again, because that helps somebody. If I can bring you through it, I can put you to it. I can put you where you can put your hands on that thing. But you got to ride out the storm. Yes, God. The storm, my Shando Koranda Bandini Omansai. The storm is not to kill you, but the storm is to proof you. God, help me right up in here. It's a proofing ground. You know how it is. Grandma, my grandmother was a real big cooker. She loved to cook. And she cooked all these great recipes and did all these great things. But one thing my granny never did, but I used to watch, I had a love for cooking by watching her. There was one thing that my granny didn't do, but I wanted to learn how to do, and that was make homemade bread. Bitch, I'm on die. One of the things that I learned about making homemade bread, because I had to YouTube it, I had to find out for myself. I had to go in and take a look at it and find out how to do this thing, because that homemade bread was calling my name. I had to find out how to make this homemade bread. So I go on YouTube, and when I went on YouTube to find out how to make this homemade bread, one of the things that they said was that when they got through putting all the ingredients inside of the bowl, and then you got the bread to the consistency that you wanted it, what you had to do was you had to take it, and you had to throw a towel on top of it and put it in, let it poof. Sometimes, people of God, your storms are designed to put you in a place of isolation so you can get proof. God, help me right in this section right here. God needs you to be isolated so he can get you to rise to the occasion. God, help me right in here. Proofing literally pushes you, God, out of your comfort zone. Now, watch this here. When you put the bread in one way, because it's one size, what happens, people of God, is this. It tends to grow to the size of the bowl. Oh, God, let me help you right through here. Your storm that you're going through, the storm storm that you're in, the thing that you're experiencing right now is not designed to kill you, but it's actually designed to expand. It's designed to expand you. And because it's designed to expand you, you've got to learn how to just ride the storm out. If you learn how to ride the storm out, if you learn how to trust God in the midst of the storm, not only will he swell you, but he'll make it to the point to where you outgrow the place that you're in. God, help me right in here. I understand now why I had to go through what I went through. I understand now why I had to experience what I experienced. I understand now why the tears that flowed from my eyes was not tears of frustration or anger, but they were literally tears of growth. So this morning, I want to give you some real good information. Just ride out the storm. Because the storm has purpose. The storm has power. The storm, ladies and gentlemen, good God from Zion, the storm, people of God, has a reason for being what it is. The place where it is designed to not only shift you, but is designed to bless you. Don't give up so easy. Don't throw in the towel just yet. Don't lose focus. And definitely don't lose hope. For the storm is literally passing over. The storm. Storm is passing over. Keep this in your repertoire for today. That even though my stuff may not line up like I want it to line up, it may not sound like I want it to sound, it may not even feel like I want it to feel, God doggone it, it may not even taste like I want it to taste. But guess what? At the end of the day, when the rubber meets the road, God will do what he says he's going to do. Trust him. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. He is good, and he is greatly, greatly to be praised. Amen. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you guys so much for listening in and partnering in with us on this morning. Those of you all who would like to sow into today's broadcast, you could do so. You could do so by going to your Cash App, your Zelle, or into your PayPal, and you could send your love gift to the Worldwide Gospel Connection by going to the Cash App, which is $WGC2020. Also, paypal.me/worldwidegc. Again, that's paypal.me/worldwidegc. And then the Zelle is 832-816-7997. Again, that number is 832-816-7997. And you can go to your Cash App, which is $WGC2020. Again, that's $WGC2020. You can go to any one of those ways to sow on this morning. We also want to extend the opportunity for the Christian experience. We call it over here at the Worldwide Gospel Connection. We call it the Overcomer's Prayer. In the Overcomer Scripture. And you'll find our Overcomer Scripture in Romans 10:9, which simply says that if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus died and was raised from the dead, you will be saved. It's just that simple. It's not complicated. We make salvation so complicated. You got to understand that this thing is a marathon. It ain't a sprint. I'm gonna say that again because that blessed somebody. This ain't a marathon. It's a sprint. You got to start somewhere though. You got to start your run somewhere. You got to start that race somewhere. So I invite you right now to come on in and take that journey, take that walk, take that opportunity to step into the place where you need to step into and receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And it's simply by just receiving him through a prayer. We call it the Overcomer's Prayer. Some people call it the Sinner's Prayer. But we like to call it the Overcomer's Prayer. You're on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Now watch this. It's really simple. We're going to pray. And we're going to reintroduce that Romans 10 and 9 scripture. And those of that are under the sound of our voice, if you feel the unction of the Holy Ghost, and I'm pretty sure that you do, to receive him as your Lord and Savior, just go ahead on and just raise your hand. And let me help you. Let me help you with those that are under the sound of my voice. I know you're probably saying, well, Apostle, I've done some things and I've been some places and I've lived some lives and I've had some real terrible things that I've done. Let me help you real quick and give you some strength. If you go through the Bible, you'll find a whole lot of brothers and sisters that did the exact same thing that you've done, probably even worse. Let me help you. If you ask me about some things that I did, I tell you, I've done some things as well. But guess what? Every person that's under the sound of my voice has done something that they're not proud of. But guess what? God don't judge what you've done. He judged your heart. And right now, your heart is sensitive enough to see that you need to be in the right place and in the right relationship. Because watch this here. If you get in alignment with God, like the man of God said today, if you get your heart in alignment with God, everything else will be okay. You just got to put in the work. Don't think it's going to be easy that you're just going to step in and it's just going to be, okay, everything's going to be all right. The devil's going to test you. Mm-hmm. The devil's going to try you. Yes, he will. Guess what? He's going to come back to see if you really saved. Come on. But it's about you putting forth the effort to get to where you need to be. So I extend to you this opportunity right now through prayer. Let us pray. Let us pray. And I'm going to reintroduce that Romans 10 and 9. And when I reintroduce that to Romans 10 and 9, I want you to go ahead on and receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Amen? Here we go. Precious Father, we thank you for these that are under the sound of our voice. God, we pray today, God. God, that you would move by your power and by your strength. God, that you would do what you do best, and that is be God and be big in their life. God, we introduce Jesus to that situation. God, we introduce him and Yoshana in it emansai. Father, we introduce the solution to their problem to them today. God, we put into their hands, we put into their care the ability to not only just stand in, but stand up in the situation that has been presented to them. Father, we pray in the mighty and rich and infallible name of Jesus Christ that you would do what you do best, and that is be God and be big in their life, God, right now in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we speak to Romans 10 and 9 over their life right now that they confess with their mouth and they believe with their hearts that you died and that you were raised from the dead and they are now saved. And we thank you, God, for the saving grace, God. The same grace that saved us, God, now is attached to their life. And we give your name glory, honor, and dominion and power. And we say thank you for just being God and being God all by yourself in the mighty and rich and infallible name of Jesus the Christ, we pray. And the body of Christ said, amen, amen, and amen. Again, for those of you all that are listening in and you you would like to come in and share with us on this morning. We have about 4 minutes left to share. I'm gonna go ahead on and let at least one more person in and to share on this morning, and then we're going to go ahead and close out. Amen. God bless you. Good morning. Welcome to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. You're on live.
Apostle, God bless you, sir. This is Apostle Simmons. I just want to let you know, man, you're doing a good work, sir. You're doing a good work. I enjoyed the program. Caught the last minute, few minutes of it, but I just want to encourage you as you encouraged us this morning. So you're doing a good work, sir. Yes, sir. And, we praise God for you. And you know, stay on the field. You know, stay on the battlefield. Don't lose heart. Don't lose hope. Amen. God got great things in store. It's a great world. This gospel worldwide ministry that God has put in your hands, the assignment He has put in your hands. We praise God for you, man of God.
Thank you. Thank you. We appreciate you, Apostle. Man, we look forward to you sharing with us on
the 29th.
On the 29th, yes, sir. Week after next, we look forward to you coming on. We are just excited about the word that you will bring forth, man. And we're just happy, glad that you're going to be a part of that. And listen, we understand that there's a word down on the inside of your belly. So we want you to bring it forth. So we're blessed to have you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. God bless you, sir. Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. And we want to go ahead and close us out in prayer, Doc. Let's do it that way. Go out and close out the radio broadcast in prayer, and then we're just going to go ahead on and go out with some music, Doc.
Amen. But Father God, we thank you for what our eyes have seen, our ears have heard, even what have entered to the heart of men, the things that you have prepared for us, God. I thank you, God, for the word barrier of the day, the one that gave the word, and God, that word that it gave, I get that clear and declare that word brings forth fruit, God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, God. We thank you. Continue to bless this radio station. Continue to bless this platform in the name of Jesus, God. I thank you, God, as the people of God go out through their day, God. You will give them victory in every area of their life today, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, touch the visionary of this great gospel entity, great gospel tool that you're giving him, God. Continue to strengthen him and his family, God. Hallelujah. Strengthen his church, God. Father, we thank you for the work, the mandate, the assignment that you have put on this man of God. And God, we thank you that he's going to carry out that assignment, God. Hallelujah, God. And God, I even thank you for all of the listeners today, God. Yes, Lord. Watch over them, protect them, God. Strengthen them, God, hallelujah, on this journey, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we give you praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you. Thank you, Apostle. Listen, guys, remember, join us this Saturday at 4 p.m. at 5709 Eastland Street for our second annual men's conference. I'm telling you, we're gonna eat spirit and we're gonna eat naturally. We're gonna eat good. We're gonna eat like men. We just a men's conference, we're gonna eat like men. We ain't got no finger food, we're gonna eat. So listen, y'all come on down and remember to pre-register with us. The pre-registration information is on our Facebook page, on the Worldwide Gospel Facebook page, as well as the Abba House Facebook page, as well as my personal page, to pre-register. Just give us a message saying we're going to have that's going to be with you. That's how we want to do it, because we need to get a head count. And the sooner you guys do that, the better, so we can get a proper head count, so we can be able to do the will of amen. Because we don't want nobody to be out there hungry. We want to make sure we got enough food for everybody. So please make sure you guys pre-register and do that. And in that way, we can have what we need to have. God bless you guys. Thank you so much for listening in to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. And listen, remember, there is always room for you at the house. Abba House International is where we pastor. So y'all come on and get on board and come on and be a part of the Abba House International. Those of you all that are looking for a church home, We're at that same location I just sold at 5709 Eastland Street. Our services are at 3 p.m. Please make it your business to join and be a part of what we're doing there at the Abba House International. God bless you. We love you, and we appreciate you. Look forward to you guys being a part of what God is doing for us. Amen. Amen.